Last week, BB&T, the nation's ninth largest bank, announced that it will not lend to commercial developers that plan to build condominiums, shopping malls, and other private projects on land taken from private citizens by government entities using eminent domain. That's the latest shot in the developing battle over eminent domain. Historically, eminent domain is used by state and local governments to get land needed for roads or parks or other public purposes. Last June, the Supreme Court ruled that eminent domain also covers the public good, that it's okay, for example, to seize private property to be part of an office complex that will generate jobs and taxes for the community as a whole. In the uproar that followed, several states rushed to enact laws to strictly limit eminent domain to public purposes, among them the state of Iowa. Yesterday in the Des Moines Register, Rox Laird argued that there can be sometimes very good reasons to transfer property from one private owner to another under eminent domain. If you want to weigh in on one side or the other of this argument, our number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, our email address, talk@npr.org. Rox Laird is an editorial writer for the Des Moines Register, joins us now as part of our regular Monday opinion page feature. He's at the studios of WHO Radio in Des Moines. Thanks very much for being with us today.
You're welcome.
Now, in your op-ed piece yesterday, you presented as your Exhibit A, downtown Des Moines, Iowa.
Yes. Des Moines has been going through this process of redevelopment ever since I've been in Des Moines the past 30 years. And I've watched this play out over that time. And when the Supreme Court decision came down last June and the reaction was that, well, the court had created something new here, it struck me as sort of odd because I've watched this happen where the city of Des Moines and other cities in Iowa have used eminent domain to acquire property for redevelopment.
30 years ago, you say downtown Des Moines was, could easily be described as a slum.
Well, actually, it was. There was a consultant study done of the core downtown area, and it was declared slum and blighted. And the Iowa Supreme Court, in a subsequent ruling, upheld the definition of that for legal purposes.
So, in other words, I think it's fair to say boom that has come to downtown Des Moines, Iowa, you argue, is due, at least in part, to the use of eminent domain to take private property and hand it over to other private property owners.
That's exactly right. In many cases in an old downtown area, and Des Moines is no different than any other city in the country, land is carved up into small parcels. You might have several pieces of land under one building, several different owners, some of them tied up in trusts or owned by out-of-state groups who don't have an interest. And it's almost impossible for a private developer to assemble that land. It's just not worth their trouble and expense.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about eminent domain, and you're on the Talk of the Nation opinion page. This is NPR News. I'm Neil Cunnan. We're talking today with Rox Laird, an editorial writer for the Des Moines Register, who argues that eminent domain, much in the news since the Supreme Court's Kelo decision last year that affected New London, Connecticut specifically, but across the country, it seemed to, as in the dissent Justice Sandra Day O'Connor wrote, seem to say that every corner store can now be raised to make room for a Walmart. And I think what you're saying, Rox Laird, is that at least in the state of Iowa, it's not typically been used or abused in that way.
I'm not aware. I have not seen any examples that along those lines. And even in the majority opinion, the court said that a taking for commercial purposes would have to be part of a well thought through, complete urban renewal plan, not just taking one piece of land and giving it to another owner.
Mm-hmm. Let's get some listeners in on the conversation, and we'll begin with Chuck. Chuck's calling us from Anchorage in Alaska.
Hi. To an example of the kind of flip-flop of this whole argument, instead of using a eminent domain procedure to gain access for like a private development, we've actually gone to the extreme here in Anchorage. The municipal government actually passed an ordinance prohibiting eminent domain except basically for roads and bridges. We have an extensive bicycle trail here that some of us would like to see extended to make a complete loop around the city. and it would involve taking the homes of some, or at least some property near homes that overlook an inlet, mm-hmm. and these are homeowners with quite a bit of clout and are opposed to this bicycle trail extension, and they've actually persuaded the city government to prohibit using eminent domain for even a park-type extension.
Rocks Laird, that's to some degree what's going on in, I guess, Iowa and other states where these proposals to limit eminent domain are under study.
Well, actually, the state legislature did something similar to that here a couple of years ago where they protected farm ground from extension of recreational trails across farmland. And this, again, is a point that the court made. If the legislature in a given state wants to put limits on how this power is used, that's they're in the best position to see mm-hmm. how that should be done.
And thanks, Chuck, for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And in the case there in Iowa, what you're suggesting is that, in fact, if the legislature limited the use of eminent domain to public purposes as opposed to public good, you may end up with another rotting civic downtown, the core of the city, while it becomes easier and easier to develop on the fringes of the city.
That's true. It's always easier to develop where you have virgin farm ground and the market forces make it more lucrative for those sellers to sell, and the result is sprawl. It's much harder to redevelop an aging downtown business district.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is St. Clair. St. Clair calling us from Cathedral City in California.
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
I'm in a redevelopment area here in Cathedral City. Actually, it's right next to Palm Springs. And the redevelopment monies that are coming in for this, it's a huge downtown redevelopment project that's going on. The grants are coming in from federal and the states. One of the questions I'd have is, even though that the Supreme Court ruled that the for the betterment of the community, is it really morally right for these governments, and can the local people do something about their own cities, saying, you know what, even though that you can do this, we don't want you to do this?
Mm-hmm. Rocks Laird?
Yes, they can. I mean, that's exactly what the court said, is that local governments, legislatures, city councils, boards of supervisors are free to put whatever limits they want on. So your city council is perfectly free to ban this sort of development, use of eminent domain for development.
Or is the state legislature in Sacramento could do it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that would be done through what?
Well, presumably the local board would have to pass a, you know, whatever it is they pass.
Resolution?
A bill, whatever it is. And again, the state legislature would have to pass a law.
That makes...
Or in California, an initiative.
Yes, or in California, an initiative. Of course, you always have that option there.
And how about the monies tied to the grants? Is there any restrictions tied to the grants?
Well, if it's a federal grant, that would be the Constitution. And the Constitution says, as we just heard in the interpretation from the courts, it's constitutional to seize this land under eminent domain. So I'm not sure you'd have so much luck there.
Good point.
Yeah. St. Clair, good luck
to you.
Thank
you very much.
Appreciate it. Rocks Laird, thanks very much for being on the Opinion Page today.
Thank you.
Rocks Laird is editorial writer for the Des Moines Register and joined us today as part of our regular Opinion Page feature from the studios of WHO Radio there in Des Moines, Iowa. If you'd like to read a copy of his editorial, you can go to the Opinion Page feature at npr.org. I'm Neil Conan. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.